She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
It's time once again for Hawaii's premier automotive repair and maintenance call-in radio show, Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at georgenitta.com. Now, here he is, the host of Hawaiian Automotive 101, former race car driver, master automotive technician, and famous for being the mothball mechanic, Mr. George Nita.
Aloha and mahalo for tuning in to Hawaiian Automotive 101, coming to you live from Honolulu, Hawaii. And we're also live on the internet worldwide. And the weather here in Hawaii is beautiful. Hot, but beautiful. Anyway, recommend highly to flush your radiator every 2 years. Flush your radiator, folks, because if your engine should overheat, that is really, really damaging. It can burn the head gasket, warp the head, damage the valves and everything else. It's like having a temperature, being sick at like 110 degrees. It's dead. Okay? Heat kills your engine. So, go the cheaper way and have your radiator cooling system flushed. For those of you with superchargers and intercoolers and stuff that is cooled by antifreeze, you should flush that too. I recommend using 70% water, 30% antifreeze. If you have no problem with snowing, you go with 70% water, 30% antifreeze. Like here in Hawaii, we don't have snow except up on the Mauna Kea. But if you're not up there, you're not going up there, then it's okay. Other than that, if you're in the snow area, I would recommend 50-50. And the antifreeze I recommend to use is Toyota. Toyota makes the best antifreeze. Okay. Now, highly recommended to change the thermostat to a lower setting. They make it to a higher setting so that the heat destroys your engine. The heat also destroys your motor oil, and that's the reason why you should it's highly recommended to use the Royal Purple HPS oil. It's synthetic and can withstand extreme high heat. Do not use regular, old-fashioned, generic oil in your cars. If your car is below 1975 and one of those classics, yeah, then it's okay to use normal oil. But the normal oil today does not have metal protector. There's no metal protector in motor oil like they had back in the old days. Okay? Only the Royal Purple HPS, okay? The letter H, the letter P as in Peter, and the letter S. It stands for High Performance Street Oil, okay? So anyway, I'm saying that because right now, a lot of people are having overheating problems because the temperature in Hawaii is really hot. Okay? Pay attention to the engine, folks. There's so many people that don't pay attention, and that costs you a lot of money down the road. Okay? So, let's say you didn't listen and the engine overheated. Okay? And you don't have the money, and a lot of people don't, to replace the gasket. You have a call?
We have Dot 3 Dean.
Oh, Dino.
Hey, I thought I'd better get an early start before everybody starts calling. But, you know, here I've heard you talk on the radio about how Hawaii, how we have poor octane gasoline. But I have news for you. There's 9 other states in the U.S. who don't even have a weights and measures guy like us to test the gas.
Hmm.
Hawaii, besides Hawaii, the other states that don't have the weights and measures is Alaska, Idaho, Illinois, Kentucky, New Jersey, Oregon, Rhode Island, Vermont, and West Virginia.
Hmm.
10 states in the U.S. don't have a weights and measures guy. Now, Maryland, I guess somebody turned the one of the stations in where they supposedly had 93 octane gas. However, somebody measured it, and they only measured 90.5. Ah, so Maryland, now their gasoline, if it's 93, now all their premium is up to snuff at 93.
Is that right?
Yeah, they got a weights and measures guy to, I guess, you know, go around and test it.
Yeah, Dean, hold on.
Yeah.
The weights and measures people is human being, right?
Yeah.
Every human being has a price.
Mm-hmm.
You put some money in his back pocket and he say, yes, what you want me to do?
Mm-hmm.
They'll do it.
Yeah. But, you know, evidently, is it an oil company thing or something? It seems that even in other states, 3 numbers down in octane seems to be like the barometer or the benchmark.
That's the normal.
Well, that is the normal.
Because the politicians allowed it.
Mm-hmm.
It was the politicians that allowed it.
Yeah, but what makes 3 numbers, you know, the magic number? Like, what if they were to do it 2 numbers or just 1 number?
No, the reason they pick 3 numbers is because for every number they go down, the your gas mileage drops.
Right.
It's all about money, Dean.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing else.
Okay.
They don't give a hoot about damaging your car. They don't care. It's mm-hmm. about money.
Okay.
For every penny that they drop the price or raise the price, it's $1 billion in 1 year.
Okay.
$1 billion.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think anybody would like to lose $1 billion.
Yeah, nobody would. But the thing is, you see, with the lowering of the octane, it's because they use 3 numbers. Because didn't you say that because of ethanol blending, they think 10% is going to bring those numbers back up? But we know for a fact it doesn't. It doesn't even go up 1 number at 10%.
That's right. But that's the thing they told the politicians, the lawmakers, that by adding the 10% ethanol, it will bring it up 3 numbers. So they want to be allowed to lower it 3 numbers. By adding the ethanol, they say it will come back up to 3 numbers. It doesn't, and you and I know it doesn't.
Exactly. It doesn't even come up a number. It takes maybe 50%, and you'll get some results of 5 numbers. But
depending on the brand of gasoline.
Yeah, right, and depending on the brand of gasoline.
Because some brands, you and I know, does not move.
Yeah, it doesn't move, even with 50%.
So we did the test back in 2005, and before they put the 10% ethanol in, and by adding the 10% ethanol in the gasoline the way it was before, a normal car on the average would get 8 miles more per gallon. That's a test that we did.
Right.
On the average, some of them was higher than 8 miles more per gallon. Now, if anybody listening on the radio today was the owner of any of the oil companies, would you like all of America to have better gas mileage by 8 to 10 miles more per gallon?
I don't think so.
No.
I don't think so.
And that's why they lowered it down. But being the politicians don't know what is coming and going. That's why America is in bad trouble, and Hawaii, most of all, in bad financial situation. Instead of checking and making a study to see what is being told is true, No, they said go ahead and lower it.
Yeah.
They said actually go ahead and lower the octane.
Mm-hmm. Sheesh.
But when I talk to these politicians and I ask them, why don't you put the real number on a pump? They said, oh, no, 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 no. But, you know, if private businesses put out false advertising, they'd be in court today.
Yeah, they'd either be sued or they'd be out of business today.
So, you know, what's up with that?
Yeah, exactly. What's up with that? But part of it is, too, that if that, not only do you need the octane for better gas mileage, your car is going to knock without the octane.
Well, a lot of people, Dean, have the windows up, stereo going loud. They don't care.
Mm-hmm.
We have a customer that drove her. I cannot say what kind of car because then you might know who it is.
Mm-hmm.
Up the pulley with no oil.
Ooh.
The engine was pounding away like carpenters pounding with a hammer.
Right. This happened, yeah, right.
And she kept on driving. She couldn't hear it. Another car had to pull up next to her and say, hey, lady, pull over. Something's wrong. Your engine is pounding.
Yeah, loud. Like,
but they don't hear it.
Mm-hmm.
People never listen until mm-hmm. something happens. Then they say, oh, my goodness, I can't afford it.
Yeah.
Too late.
Too late. I mean, that's it. The car is dead. The damage is done.
Yep. Sad. It's so sad, this world.
Mm-hmm.
And we try to tell them, but they don't listen.
Mm-hmm. Like, you know, I tried to get smart myself, you know, thinking that, you know, when, even if it was a hair below 87, although the car says not less than 87, they mean it. Even 86 and a half ain't going to cut it. Mm-hmm. Because I tried it with my own car. You know how much ethanol it took to kill that knocking?
How much?
You know, I had to go 3 rounds of 5 gallons each. So just like, I would have had to have dumped in one load 15 gallons to kill that knocking.
Hmm. Did it kill it?
Yeah, finally. But it meant I had to buy 3 rounds of 5 gallons of it.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm. How else are you going to get rid of the knocking?
Well, it's so sad. You know, and yeah. People forget history. That cars long ago, before we had the unleaded gas, cars long ago could run 200,000-300,000 miles.
Mm-hmm.
Cars cannot run that long anymore.
Right.
They don't understand. It's the fuel. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's poor quality gas.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks, Dean.
Hello.
Okay. So, there you go. But if you damage your head gasket by overheating the engine and you cannot afford to fix it. Okay? There is a chemical that we can put in that might fix the head gasket. Okay? There is a chemical. It's a cheaper way to do it and we offer the customers that for those that really don't have the money to fix it. There is a chemical. It's not a super duty chemical that will fix it like brand new, but it'll keep you going. Okay, who's next on the phone?
We have Paco from Waikiki.
Hey, Paco.
Hey, aloha, George.
How's it?
I'm good, bro. I just had to tell you that I had listening to the radio, and I heard about this documentary that came on, and I was just thinking of you because it was everything that you were saying, and they made it into a movie. There's two documentaries. One of them is called Fuel, and you could Google it, called Fuel the Documentary, and the other one is called Pump Documentary. And one of the things that they was explaining about is just like you said, like the original cars that they first made used to run off alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
And so it started growing as this big transportation thing to run off alcohol. And then the oil companies got really, really mad at it and got with the politicians and actually made alcohol illegal. And that was the whole prohibition period. And so the whole prohibition, they saying that wasn't even off no moral audacities and moral breakdowns. It was actually off who's going to run the future and who's going to run the be the main supplier for all the cars that were coming out. And they said the laws that they made was not to not drinking it was fine. It was the sale and transportation of alcohol which was illegal.
Yes. All about transportation.
So I recommend anybody that want to learn more about what you're saying, look up the documentary Fuel, and then the other one is Pump. And they talk about how, like, mostly all the wars that's going on right now are all over oil. They was talking about how there's this a section in the mainland, the Gulf Coast, from Louisiana all the way to Texas, and there's, like, thousands and thousands of fuel rigs. And all the fuel rigs, everybody who lives next to the fuel rigs has like 100 times more percentage of catching cancer than the rest of the mainland. It's just all along that they call it the cancer highway.
That's right.
And it's just so polluting, and it's just really, really a bad thing that's going on. And everything you're saying about it was just right there in Hollywood documentary. You should see it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I just want to give everybody a heads up. Google
Thank
it.
You.
Fuel and Pump.
Okay. Thank you, Paco.
Aloha.
Aloha. Okay, you can give us a call at 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. Okay, we got to go to a break. You're listening to Hawaiian Automotive 101, and we'll be right back.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
You have to be doing something right if you've been in business for over 30 years. Auto Tech Service Center is in town, right off Dillingham Boulevard. If you have dents, need body work, and don't know where to go, call Auto Tech Service Center now at 841-5851. That's 841-5851. Auto Tech Service Center, 841-5851.
Okay, we're back rolling along, and how's Rolling Bob?
Hey, George, Rolling Bob doing great here, and you know, this week I'd like to talk about an observation that you have commented on, and
What happened, Bob? Bob? Oh, I guess the oil company cut his line. Well, get back on the line, Bob. Okay? Give us a call at 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. What happened to Bob? Maybe they blew him up. Well, try to keep a line open for Bob, and for all the rest of you, give us a call at 808-296-5467 if you have any questions, comments, whatever. But the show is for you and help you save money. Okay? So, I recommend using, do we have Bob back? Okay.
Yeah.
What happened?
Hello?
Hello?
George.
Yes, we're on the
air.
I
don't know. You know what? There's a conspiracy against me.
Only now you know that?
I could call everybody else, but every time I call your show and I get to a point, the phone hangs up. Anyway, what I was trying to say was, people are driving worse. and they're advertising cars where you don't have to think about driving. You know, they got the one commercial where the guy's driving, and he's thinking about it. Oh, did I get my ticket? Oh, I didn't see I shouldn't change lanes. Oh, did I make the appointment? Did I lock the... Oh, wait, the car prevented me from running into the car. You know, the other one, they're backing out the driveway in a school bus. And she doesn't see the school bus coming, but the car stops her in time. And I'm telling you, the younger people, this implants in their brains, and they think, oh, don't worry, the car will just take care of me. I'll just drive. I don't have to worry about anything.
Right. No. I'd rather drive. Hey, Bob, what happened? Bob got cut off again. Oh, boy. I don't know. He's gone? Is Bob still there? He's gone. Well, I'm sorry, Bob. Somebody that doesn't want you on the air. I don't know. Well, maybe he can call back in and see. Anyway, you're listening to Hawaiian Automotive 101, coming to you live from Honolulu, Hawaii. And we're having a little difficulty with Bob's minute. So it must be something he's talking about people don't like, so they cut him off. But anyway. Anyway. The law about pedestrians have the right of way. You know, these lawmakers don't really understand that when you tell people they have the right of way, you know, you got to remember they're going to do exactly what you said. They're going to run across the street right in front of the car thinking the car has to stop regardless. The car won't be able to stop. That's how people are getting run over, folks. If you look at the law of the ocean, the big ship has the right of way. The little boats got to get out of the way. Because it's common sense. The little ship can see the big one. The big one cannot see the little one. The same with the car. The people can see the car, but the car cannot see the people. Hello? Where's the common sense? These lawmakers got to make laws with common sense. Like the dog leash law. Yeah, your dog got to be on a leash, but they don't say you have to hold a leash. Go check it out. California, they have the helmet law, which is against your constitutional right. But it doesn't say you have to put the helmet on your head. It just says you have to have a helmet. So what they do? They put the helmet on the handlebar and drive down the road. What good is the law? There's another law they try to make in the city council about using the bathroom on the sidewalks. You're not, it's against the law to pee on the sidewalks or use your bathroom on the sidewalk. It's been a law forever. What are they trying to do? Make a new law? Just enforce the old one. They're wasting time. If you have these kind of workers working for you in your company, you fire them. We're wasting time. Progress forward. Anyway, so much for that. Who we have on the line?
We had Rolling Bob back.
Oh, you're back again.
I just want to say, here, I'm getting out of here before my phone hangs up again. So take care of your car, and I'll take care of you. We'll talk to you next week. Aloha.
Thanks, Bob. I wanted to thank Bob for putting that video on that we got from a race guy. We're trying to get videos and pictures and whatever we can of the old Hawaii Raceway Park to remember the first professional raceway park ever for Hawaii. Well, it's gone now. And if any of you know of anybody that has pictures or videos or movies or whatever of the old Hawaii Raceway Park, we would really appreciate it if you could bring it down and let us borrow and make copies of it so that we can put it on the website for all the world to see what we had in Hawaii and now it's gone. So where are the kids, the young people, supposed to go race? They're race cars. They have nothing. Jam up, yeah? Anyway, on that note, I'd like to thank Bob for putting on a new video for us to see. He did a good job. Thanks, Bob. And safety check, folks. Safety check, number one, is not being enforced. Number two, is not being done to the letter of the law. And number three, if you did it by the letter of the law, there's no way they can do it, because they cannot charge you just $20 to check the whole bloody car. No way. $20? I don't think so. It's going to be something like $150 to check your whole car. For a safety check? How many of you out there can afford that? Do the safety check right or don't do it. Another thing is, the money you pay for safety check, nothing goes to the state or the city to pay for administrative costs. The people working in that system are being paid by tax money, but there's nothing to replenish the money that we pay them. That's why 40 states in America does not have safety check, folks. Go check. 40 states don't have it. When the federal government did cut the funding for safety check, so did all these states. But these 40 states are smart. What happened to Hawaii? They cut education budget instead of cutting safety check. It's really expensive. Go check it out. It's time that we cut the budget by looking at how to save money. If safety check and reconstruction is not being enforced and not being done right, why have it? Why have it? Okay? Mario Yano, when he was with the city, he always told me, he's on the road all the time. Look, his job is to get abandoned vehicles off the road. Hundreds and hundreds of cars with no safety check. So, what's up? Anyway, if you have a question, give us a call at 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. Okay? And, anyway, the other gripe that I have here from people, and people have been calling in, they don't want to call on the radio. I don't know why. They're shy, whatever. Emergency vehicles. They're coming down the road. Nobody moves up and gives them room. I mean, you've seen them. You're driving on the road. You see emergency vehicles coming down the road. Do you move out of the way to give them room so they can go through? Folks, you got to think. If that was your family or you in that emergency vehicle, would you want people to move out of the way so you can get to the hospital? In the old days, that's a ticket right there. But who's getting tickets? What's happening to the human race? You gotta think about each other. Move away. Let the fire truck through. Let the ambulance through. Get out of the way. I mean, what? You have to have a policeman chase you out of the way? This is really bad. Anyway, who's on the line?
We have Jim from Kapolei.
Hi, Jim.
Yeah, hi, George. Just a quick question for you.
Okay.
Back in the 90s, I lived in Okinawa, and my mechanic there, he always advocated just removing the thermostat completely and not even having one in the car. What do you think about that?
That's the old primitive terminology, yeah. that was done a lot back in the 60s and the 50s, but we found that it creates hot spots in certain parts of the engine and causing the cylinder heads to crack. So you need to slow the fluid down, and by putting in a little restrictor in there, if not a thermostat, it is a smaller hole than the radiator holes.
Okay, gotcha. So if my thermostat is rated at, say, 180 degrees, how far down should I lower that, you think?
160, 170.
Okay, that's cool. Hey, another question. I guess the top gas this week is Shell V-Power. What would be number two, you think, if you had to go to a number two?
Aloha.
Aloha. So Costco, huh?
No, not that one. Not that Aloha.
Aloha's not Aloha?
Not at that place.
Wow.
You gotta remember the old saying, and that sticks, and, you know, you get what you pay for.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you, George.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, Aloha.
Aloha. Okay, who's next?
We have Jim from Kalihi.
Hi, Jim.
Hey, George, how's it?
Okay.
I got a question. I have a car that, not my car, but a car always parks in front of where I live with no, not a current safety check. It's like 4 years old, the safety check. And, I've called the police and said, you know, it's going to be here like all day. Could someone come by and possibly, I guess, ticket it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But no one ever shows up. I guess it's not a priority. I don't know. Is that who's supposed to take care of that, the police?
Yes.
That's what I thought, yeah.
So why have safety check? It's not being enforced.
No, it isn't. No,
even if you call and turn it in, they don't enforce it.
Yeah, I think it's, that's true. You can call and they don't care. I guess, I don't know when they enforce it. I don't know. But anyway, it seems to be a rarity.
Well, the only reason I'm against the safety check is because, like I said, it's not enforced, it's not being done right, and the money doesn't go to the state or the city. The cost of doing safety check, from what I was told by somebody, I cannot say who, but he's with the city, and he said it's $1.3 million a year without benefits. Out of the tax dollars. $1.3 million a year.
Wow.
Yeah, from Kauai to Big Island. That's a lot of money. Put it in education. Don't cut the education, but you notice every time they're short on money, let's cut the education. The kids don't have to have that. That's wrong. And if they're not picking on the kids, then they're picking on the seniors.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Bad. Bad, bad.
Well, just wait. They're going to want more money when you consider that they've already run through approximately, if I'm not mistaken, about half the money for the rail. Contingency fund.
Oh,
and
yes.
And that thing's hardly gotten going yet.
Yeah.
And half the... So...
I don't understand this. The people over here, they gotta wake up, man. They got hit in the head by H3, is the most expensive, shortest freeway in America.
Right.
This rail is gonna be way more than that.
Oh, yeah.
Well, hello? What are these people thinking?
Well, you don't have enough voters here that pay attention to. We have the lowest voter turnout in the country, and then you got the guy that forced this on everybody, running for office.
Yes.
He used taxpayer money to force this on us. You know,
mm-hmm.
The opponents. You know, had to come up with their own money, yet they used and he used taxpayer money to for advertising and everything, which was somewhat deceptive because it was comparing light rail to this heavy elevated system, saying,
yeah,
you know, and, well, you know all this. I'm not telling you anything.
It's so sad. You know, Hawaii is so sad. For those of the people who can remember, and I know a lot of them, 99% cannot remember, back in the 50s and the 40s, when you were building a porch on your house, the whole bloody neighborhood, family, everybody would come and help you.
Mm-hmm.
Today, not even your family comes.
Sad. Well, it's sad. Even get the guy next door to me to talk to me. I mean, just to say hello.
I know. That's sad. That's really sad.
It is sad.
But
just completely won't even nod or say hello or anything.
It's so sad.
Yeah. Well, I'll let you go, George.
Okay. Thanks for the call.
Talk to you later. Bye.
Aloha.
We'll be right back with George Nita on Hawaiian Automotive 101.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409. Well, I save my pennies and I save my dimes.
If you're having trouble with your car, truck, or SUV and don't know who to trust, call George Nita or his son Todd at Nita's Auto Repair. Whether you need a simple tune-up and oil change, new brakes, or a complete engine or transmission rebuild, Nita's Auto Repair offers fast, reliable, and honest service. And Nita's also specializes in automotive air conditioning service. Nita's Auto Repair is experienced in all makes and models, both foreign and domestic. In business since 1965, Nita's Auto Repair is conveniently located in town at 1316 Kaumualii Street. Get it fixed right the first time. Call Nita's Auto Repair at 847-5554. That's 847-5554.
I went to a party, and I remembered what you said. You told me not to drink, Mom, so I had a Sprite instead. I felt proud of myself, the way you said I should. I didn't drink and drive, though some friends said I should. I made a healthy choice, and your advice to me was right. As the party finally ended, and the kids drove out of sight, I got into my car, sure to get home in one piece. I never knew what was coming, Mom, something I expected least. Now I'm lying on the pavement, and I hear the policeman say, that kid that caused this wreck was drunk. Mom, his voice seems so far away. My own blood's all around me as I try hard not to cry. I can hear the paramedics say, this girl's gonna die. I'm sure that guy had no idea while he was flying high, because he chose to drink and drive. Now I would have to die. So why do people do it, Mom, knowing that it ruins life and the pain is cutting me like 100 stabbing knives? Tell my sister don't be afraid, Mom. Tell my daddy to be brave. And when I go to heaven, put daddy's girl on my grave. Someone should have taught him that it's wrong to drink and drive. Maybe if his parents did, I'll still be alive. My breath is getting shorter, Mom. I'm getting really scared. These are my final moments, and I'm so unprepared. I wish that you could hold me, Mom, as I lie here and die. I wish that I could say, I love you, Mom. So I love you, and goodbye.
George Nita wants you to remember, please, don't drink and drive. The life you save may be your own.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
Welcome back to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at georgenitta.com. And now, here's George.
Okay, we're back rolling again. And you can give us a call at 808-296-5467. Excuse me. Half of America makes less than $50,000 a year for their families. And the oil prices have gone up, and that strained people, and that's what put them homeless. You wanted to find out why people got homeless? It's the cost of living too high. And oil is cancerous, folks. We've been saying that for years, but nobody listens. Take notice. Years and years ago, back in the 40s, there was hardly anything known as cancer. But today, it's common. It's getting worse and worse. Now, if, and the big, that's the biggest American word, if we were on ethanol instead of oil, the country would be a lot healthier. Go check out Brazil and see how much healthier they are. Anyway, the documentary is called Pump. P-U-M-P. Pump. The documentary on oil. The monopoly of oil. Okay? Go check it out. Give us a call at 808-296-5467. Okay, who do we have?
We have Al from Makiki.
Hi.
Hey, how's it, George? Hey, you're wrong about the safety check. They do enforce that. You know, especially nighttime or late at night in the Kalihi or Kiamoku area.
Mm-hmm.
Check their sound, man. They pull you over fast.
Really?
Yeah, because they're looking for, you know, anything excuse to pull you over for DUI.
Oh, late at night.
Yeah, I tell you, one time I got pulled over because my registration was expired. You know how small the registration is?
Mm-hmm.
And this was nighttime, like about 11 o'clock at night. Pull me over for that.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a new one.
No, but they're looking for any excuse, you know, tail light, expired stickers, just to pull you over. And then, you know, they can check you out, see, hey, you know, how much you had drinking, all that. Daytime, you probably get away with it, you know, daytime.
Mm-hmm.
But nighttime, that's when they're looking for the excuse.
Hmm. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Thanks for calling.
Bye.
Okay. Now, if you have the new safety sticker on your car, folks, highly recommend it to get nail polish remover and remove the VIN number from the sticker. Remove the VIN number from the sticker. Car theft is on the rise, and they're not announcing that. They're not putting it out in the news because then you're going to squawk about the new safety check, and because you're going to grumble to get rid of safety check. Okay? Why did they put the VIN number on the new safety sticker? It has your license number and your VIN number. Why? Why not have your social security number on there too? Same thing. You use the VIN number, you can have a locksmith make you a key. Steal your car. Okay, who's next?
We have Kevin from North Shore.
Hi, Kevin.
Hi, George. How are you?
Okay, how are you doing?
I'm doing okay. Hey, a couple weeks ago you were talking about tires.
Mm-hmm.
And the year they're made.
Yeah.
What is the life expectancy of a tire? Is 5 years?
Five years is your safe limit.
And if you were to end up getting tires that were 5 years past, do you have a leg to stand on if you went to take them back?
I would think so.
Yeah?
Yeah. I mean, if somebody sold you bread 5 years old, and you found out it was 5 years old, I think you can take it back.
Right.
It's a safety factor there. But if you have a car, like I know several people with collectible type cars that have old tires, as long as you don't drive fast, above 50 miles an hour, you're okay.
Right, right. But
it's not safe.
Yeah, anything new, that doesn't apply then.
Yeah, you can feel the difference. If the tire is new, was made within the year, and you put that on your car, and you drive around, and you take it off, and you put tires that are 5 years old on your car, you'll feel the difference.
Yeah. Okay, well, you answered my question. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
All right, have a good one.
You too. Aloha. Okay, 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. Now, I've always recommended ethanol. Ethanol is a really great fuel. A lot of people think that it's no good. A lot of people says it damages the car, it damages this, it damages that. My question is, I'd like to go to court with them. I want them to prove to me that it is the ethanol that caused the damages. I have proof that it doesn't damage anything. I have been running 100% ethanol for years and years and years on my cars. And it's nothing special. Harvey Maeda in Kauai has it in his cars, his classic cars, and he doesn't have a problem. But if you don't want to use it, then it's your choice. It's your loss. Don't use it. And if you're on Kauai and want to get ethanol, you can call Harvey Maeda. Harvey has the ethanol. And Harvey's number is 651-2813. 651-2813. Harvey also has that fantastic Royal Purple Oil and the electronic rust-proofing device. Okay, we have, my son installs those rust-proofing devices and uses the Royal Purple Oil. You can get the Royal Purple Oil also from Crestec Cleaning Center. Okay, who's next?
We have Ski from Hawaii Kai.
Hi, Ski.
Hello, George. Couple things, real quick. First one, about the safety check. Remember I had the trouble about a month ago getting my safety check?
Mm-hmm.
Got it taken care of and went back there.
Mm-hmm.
And I was talking to them about this Wahine, about why they doing it if they don't get paid. They said they get billed by the city every month for some reason or another. I don't know what that was, but she said they do end up, I guess, getting billed for a portion or whatever.
No. You see, 40 states gave it up because it doesn't balance the budget.
Yeah, well, I can understand that. Yeah. By the way, something else I meant to ask you. Did you ever know a Taylor Kai who did some racing?
Yes.
You do?
Yes.
Well, he was the brother-in-law of a friend of mine that from the phone company way back then. And
he died.
Yeah, he wasn't supposed to go do any racing that day, and somebody got talked him into it, and then his brakes locked up or something like that.
No.
Yeah, it was...
what happened on that?
He was like in the late 30s, I guess, or something like that.
Yeah, what happened on that deal was I used to work on his car.
Oh.
Yeah, and somebody had cut the front spindle on his car and extended it.
Cut it and extended it?
Yeah, to make it lift higher when it leaves the starting line.
Oh.
Okay? Now, when they cut it, they put a spacer in there and welded it. That made it very unsafe.
Okay, because all I heard that is that somebody said there was something about a brakes locking up or whatever.
No, the spindle broke.
Oh.
And the car rolled over.
Oh, okay.
And back then, he didn't have shoulder harness, just the seat belt.
Yeah.
And he went out the door.
Oh, well, yeah, he was one hell of a guy.
Nice guy.
One loving guy.
Yep.
He used to do some hunting, and they brought some venison back from... Molokai, I think it was,
mm-hmm.
and smoked it. Oh, what a poo-poo with Primo beer. Anyway, George. Okay. Take care.
Thanks a lot.
To your work.
Okay. Yes.
We'll be right back on Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. She's real fine, my
409. She's real fine. Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
You have to be doing something right if you've been in business for over 30 years. Auto Tech Service Center is in town, right off Dillingham Boulevard. If you have dents, need body work, and don't know where to go, call Auto Tech Service Center now at 841-5851. That's 841-5851. Auto Tech Service Center, 841-5851.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
Okay, we're back rolling again. And I just got a note here that in Brazil, each citizen is in debt $8,208. But America is $44,227. So, who's way ahead of us? Brazil. They're doing better than us. Because ethanol in Brazil is $1.65 a gallon, folks. $1.65 a gallon. Go look it up on the internet. Gas is not $1.65 in America. In fact, in Kauai, they're knocking on $5 a gallon. But they don't announce that. How come? What's the reason? It's because there's no AAA over there, so they don't announce Kauai. AAA is the one that makes the study. You know, and I don't know. If you're going to do a study, you should do a thorough one and do it to all the islands, not just the islands that you service. Anyway, that's how it goes. Okay? And a lot of people, like I said, is having overheating problems, and they're running on 87-octane gasoline. 87-octane gasoline is the highest-selling commodity of gasoline in Hawaii. Because people think that saving 20 cents a gallon is going to save them big money. In reality, they're losing around $1,500 a year because of the poor gas mileage. You know? You buy the gas that's going to give you the mileage. That's where you save money. Anyway. The 87 is not 87. And the 92 is not 92. All your new cars required to use 92. Especially European. If you're not using 92, you're going to have engine problems. And it's not the ethanol. It's the low octane. Okay? For those of you old enough to remember, way back when there was no unleaded, you couldn't run regular. The engine would knock.
You know, there's some gas stations that sell ethanol-free gas.
Mm-hmm.
What do they put in for the anti-knock?
They don't put anything. But they advertise that gas as ethanol free. And we tested several stations. It has ethanol in it. It says ethanol free, but it does contain ethanol. How's that?
Maybe because when they truck it to the gas station. I don't know. Like, do they have four separate tanks?
I don't know. But people think they're buying ethanol-free gas, but it's not really ethanol-free. So, you know, you gotta know for the fact. You gotta test it, folks. You cannot assume that is 87, that is 89, that is 92. It's not. I feel really sorry for those people with new cars or European cars, BMWs, Mercedes, whatever, that have to use 92. There is no such thing. Anyway, I can say and say, but nobody believes, so that's okay. Okay, who's next?
We have Bob from Pearl City.
Hey, Bob.
Hello?
Hi.
Oh, long time I never talk to you. How are you doing?
Okay, how are you doing?
I want to just make two fast remarks.
Okay.
Remember a few years back where in Kakako, this lady got run over by a fire engine?
Mm-hmm.
And then they sued, and then the family made big money?
Mm-hmm.
In other words, the fire truck got a supple to stop at the red light?
What?
Yeah, that's what they claim.
What? You gotta be joking.
No, you try check back. That's what I understood. That's why they sued the city and then they make big money.
Yeah, because the law is the pedestrian is right.
That is correct. And another thing, I hope ACLU listens to this. How about helping us poor seniors? Why are we have to go renew our driver license every 2 years? What is the reason for that? I don't know. you're not that age yet, eh?
No, I'm young boy yet.
Okay, I'm a dinosaur, so. Yeah, every 2 years, I see the poor guy standing in line. They say, oh, get seats, but you got to stand in line before you can sit down. Crazy, yeah?
You know, this state is so embarrassing. They don't take care of the kids, and they don't take care of the seniors.
That is correct.
They jack up the property tax to seniors.
Yeah, and they say they're not going to jack them up, right?
They do. They do.
Yeah.
You know, and that the guy, Mark Takai,
yeah,
he's the one that wanted to tax the Social Security too.
Oh, more worse.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what this will come into.
No, it's Hawaii.
No, the whole United States.
Oregon doesn't have property tax for seniors.
No, but as far as the government helping the poor people, even
no,
in the United
they don't.
States,
yeah. They help the foreign, the illegal aliens.
You know, Middle East, how many billions of dollars they spend and they're still fighting?
Yeah.
You know why? That big guy is a Muslim. You know that, yeah?
Yeah.
You check back. You know that, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Okay.
That's all I got to say.
Thank you.
Let it off my chest.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. See you later.
Aloha.
Yeah, bye.
Okay, I'd like to thank all the callers that called in and made the show. Show went by real fast. But get involved, folks. Get involved. Don't let the politicians have a free hand. Make noise. I know the old saying for Hawaii is, don't make noise, you're going to get in trouble. That's okay. Make noise, okay? Take care of each other, don't drink and drive, and we'll see you all next week, Saturday. Aloha.